This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Much of southern Taiwan has come to a standstill as a typhoon churns over towns and farmland. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Residents have been urged to stay at home, and flights, trains, ferry services, classes, and outdoor events have been suspended. The winds and driving rains have forced in unsecured doors, uprooted trees, and caused flooding in some low-lying areas. The Interior Ministry says almost 4,000 people have been evacuated from mountain communities that are at high risk of landslides and flooding. Families have brought sleeping mats and other necessities to school gyms and public meeting halls, where they have been provided with food and drink. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Firefighters were battling a fire at a national park in Greece, Europe's deadliest blaze this summer on Sunday. The wildfire in the northeastern region of Epiros has killed at least 20 people, destroyed homes and livelihoods, and scorched lush forests. While summer wildfires are common in Greece, the government says conditions, which scientists link to climate change, have made them more intense this year. Ukraine intends to increase drone production as early as this autumn. The Ukrainian defense minister was quoted as saying on Sunday as the country conducts more frequent drone attacks on Russian territory. Ukrainian drone attacks on Russian territory have picked up in recent weeks, with dozens of drones striking Russia at once on some days, reaching as far as 600 kilometers from Ukraine. Kyiv has used both aerial drones to attack airfields and aquatic drones to attack ships and the bridge to Crimea. This is VOA.